The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified, but at once he spoke with them. "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. St. John gives us these eternal words from the Holy Spirit. He says, "If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us." My brothers and sisters, this is what we were all made for, the perfection of love. It's what God is trying to bring about in our lives little by little, gradually, that we are totally transformed in his love. That's what heaven is. That's who heaven is for. There is not a single person in heaven that is not perfected in love. That's why God gave us the gift of purgatory, that if we die in his love, even if there's just a tiny little degree, there's that opportunity to be purified so that we can be brought to perfection in love, so that we can be admitted into heaven. And he says, St. John tells us, the Holy Spirit reveals to us, part of that journey is if we love one another. And so it's every single day, gosh, am I going to decide to try to grow more in love, relying first and foremost on his grace, but also putting forth my total effort. I'm just finishing up this book about Chiara Corbella, an Italian wife and mother who died at a very young age in her later 20s. It's so beautiful because when I read that line this morning, I thought, gosh, that it has been her journey, little by little being perfected, as it's every single one of our journeys. And it's interesting, she said two things about love that appear to contradict one another, but in fact go hand in hand. She said, "One lives not because one breathes, but because one loves. Life makes sense only when it is consumed for another." Now, so she would love her husband and her children totally, yet at the same time, she and her husband would come to the understanding of the following. Love is the contrary of possession. Love is the contrary of possession. We think when we love someone, we're going to make them more and more ours. And that is false. If we love someone, we bring them to become more and more God's. If we love someone truly, we are set free in that love, and they are set free by the love that we give them. And I close. So Chiara, she has these two little kids, and they die before they're an hour old, her first two children. And it was interesting. I thought, gosh, if she was trying to make them hers, if she was angry at God, like, why would you do this to me? You're taking my kids. But she was the opposite. She said, God, you've given them to me for a short time. They're truly yours, and I'm going to love them to heaven. I'm going to love them freely and be set free while I love them. She and her husband would say, as she neared death, she was diagnosed with cancer shortly after the conception of their third child. She found out after she delivered that the cancer was terminal, she would live less than 2 years with that baby. And her husband would say, "I never once got angry with God. I never said to him, 'Why did you take her from me? Why would you do this?' Because she was never mine to begin with. Or at least not fully, she was always his. And if I truly loved her, How could I keep her from him when he was calling her home? But lastly, so that third baby, a healthy little boy, she had maybe a year and a half with him, and as she neared the end of her life, she distanced herself more and more from that child. And her friends, her family, they were looking at her like, what are you doing? And she said, if I truly love my little boy, this is what I must do. If I tried to cling to him, I would hold on to him so tightly that I would destroy him and I would destroy myself. I am preparing him for my passing so that I do not in any way hinder him, that I do not harm him spiritually, mentally, physically, or emotionally. She said, it's the hardest love that I've ever learned, the hardest love I ever practiced, but I had to allow him to be set free by the love that I have for him. As we receive the fullness of love on the altar today, let's ask him to bring about a further perfection of love in each one of us.